According to Yes by Dawn French. Read by Dawn French and Jennifer Woodward. With Garrick Hagan, Thomas Judd and Luke Thompson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Act 1. Tested. 57, 58, 59. Fuck. Yet again, Rosie Kitto's belly was empty. No baby. Why did they bother to wait the full 3 minutes? As much as she knew anything, she knew there was no chance. But his darling, desperate face persuaded her to see it through. Along with that second thin blue line on the pregnancy test, all trace of hope for a future with him failed to show up. Funny how a moment so anticipated can be so fleeting and mundane in its failure. There was no mighty crash when the hope toppled, only a quiet whimper. That hope deserved a bigger send-off. Once, it had been giant. Landed. As if tightly choreographed by Pina Bausch, every puffy face in every serried row on the British Airways 747 is obediently upturned, staring at the seatbelt sign overhead. An elastic moment where a random group of strangers are united.